Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey everyone, Alex Italander here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022. But for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium.
On to episode 18, People in Glass Houses. So this was jumping then from the past now up to a new and distant future, and me wanting to talk about the Dyson Sphere, which is basically harnessing the energy of a star or sun. And it's usually a very, very advanced civilization we're talking. For us, that would be, I think, in the hundreds of thousands of years in the future, to be able to harness that much energy. So it was, again, a chance for me to play with the sci-fi genre, have the geeky characters who, like me, also love all that stuff, kind of have fun in it. And also just to play around with this concept of something that can use this much energy and support a whole living system that way. And again, because I was going into the future, I wanted to do a kind of different future. So I used a different element, changed the look of the kind of station they're on and things like that. And again, it was in this episode, because it was following off after the last one, I was bringing the things up to a kind of breaking point. I do remember struggling with the name of the episode, People in Glass Houses, and it's a play on people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. But also the idea of the fragility of glass, the fragility of each of the characters at this point, the idea that they're also in this metal sphere that's sitting on this giant star that, you know, potentially could go off at any second and just destroy everything. You have an event where Jake and Monica see the statue, the display of Jake and what he had done when he'd saved all the people, that seems that an almost impossibility for each of the characters. They never could have imagined seeing that. And so for both of them, it puts them to a breaking point, and Jake even more so, that he kind of loses it and starts to go off the deep end, and Monica has to take control of things. So again, like with the last episode where I'd set it at a certain point, this was the one where we tip him over the edge of the cliff and take him to a kind of new place.
Yeah, Jake as the savior of humanity was a note that I had made looking at the photos and referencing the, you know, the people of Catalina.
Mm-hmm.
And how when Monica tells her story and Jake realizes it seems like it's missing information.
Mm-hmm. Not adding up, right?
About the, I mean, every, I think anybody who's would consider themselves a sci-fi geek or nerd would know what a Dyson sphere is. Mm-hmm. I think he did a really good job of explaining in story what it was. The first time I had heard of one was in the book Ringworld by Larry Niven, where a ringworld would be like an intermediary step to
build. Doesn't Jake mention him? I think he name drops him, doesn't he?
I think he does.
Yeah. He's listing some, yeah. He mentions Star Trek, I think, too. That was the other one I was thinking of with, I can't remember which series it was with Scotty, isn't it?
Generation, they find Scotty in a trapped in some kind of a recursive loop in the transporter, yeah.
As you do.
as you do, yeah. And I may have it in this episode, and it may not be actually happen until the next, but Jake has the private recording where there's missing memories, like.
Mm-hmm. I think that's actually a couple. I want to say that's close to the. That might be in the finale. I'm not sure.
Maybe it's from this episode though.
But right, because of what happens in the final episode. Yeah,
That's right.
Recapping, but yeah, it's in this. I don't know why you'd be confused.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, but it happens when he reaches really this point
to follow along. Yeah, but yeah. This is where. I remember personally at this time I was like, all right, Monica is not at all does not at all have Jake's best interest mm-hmm. at heart. She's completely manipulating him. There's nothing good going on here.
And you're gonna need a good reason to convince you why, right?
yes. Because up until this point, I was like, no, there's something she knows that she can't tell him yet, you know. But I think it was at this point that I was like, no. And I think there was a lot of back and forth, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ebbed and flowed.
right now it's not written, my notes for season 6, I do have the storyline of this museum display piece being resolved, like what the story is behind that. My plan is in season 6 to actually explain that.
Just explain it, or
I don't know yet. I haven't written it yet.
Okay,
but it'll give you the background on what happened there. It'll answer some questions. Put it that way.
Okay,
if I get to it. We'll see. I haven't got written it yet. I might just ask more questions. We'll see when I get to it.
It'll answer some and probably ask several more,
and then give you another book load to look forward to.
Yes, and the final thing I have for this is. Mm-hmm. This was released on April 21st, 2018, and on April 28th, 2018, I was assigned door 129.
And that's where it all started.
That's where I finally went and, what's Patreon? And looked at that.
And then it was all good times after that. Cool.
Definitely.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.